to the full Ways and Means Committee. We have a discussion on House Bill 3289. Steve?
Mr. Chair, House Bill 3289 comes to you from the House Advancing Government Committee, where it was approved unanimously. What it would do is it would establish at the Oregon Institute of Technology the Oregon Renewable Energy Center, which would provide research on renewable energy sources, including geothermal, photovoltaic, and other renewable energy sources. This is not a center that currently exists at OIT, though it does have the GeoHeat Center that has focused on geothermal energy resources for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no general fund appropriation in the bill. The bill would allow the center to receive gift grants and contract support to support its activities. It also is permissive in allowing public support, though, as I said again, there's no general fund support in the bill now, and there's no requirement that the state provide general fund for this particular program at any point in the future.
Okay, questions of Steve? Grant, come and tell us what this is all about, where it came from.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the record, the Center for Director of Government Relations at Oregon University Center, Oregon University System, the Renewable Energy Center would be an outgrowth of the energy research, as Mr. Bender has said, and geo-heat research. This would permit OIT to use the state recognition, without general fund, to establish and seek energy supplier, energy producer, and other energy companies in the private sector for contract or grants in new technologies. It would allow the institute to, through the university system, advance this to federal government, both in Department of Energy grants and contracts, but also for, in the next round, FY03 budget earmarked support for the center, and allow them to expand on the research there that they contemplate. This would allow a new activity, primarily at Klamath Falls, but also with some work at the Capital Center in Hillsboro, to engage in applied research and also in instruction, leading eventually to academic degrees in renewable energy research and design.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Grattan? Senator Trowe?
First question would be, are there prospects, you think, for finding some money in the near future for this program?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Trowe, yes, there are. I think the current energy market circumstances we're facing in the United States, not just in the West, in the United States, and the crossing of the demand and supply lines is forcing examination of a lot of alternative and renewable energies. They've become becoming more cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
We have an excellent staff there with Dr. Brad O'Meara as the director, who would be leading the center and had a significant history in development.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there would be significant interest in doing this, yes.
Mm-hmm. Within the system of higher education, is there significant research at other institutions in this area?
Mr. Chairman, and Senator Trowe, I'm not familiar with all of those research, and I don't know, but if there are, I'm certain that it was collaborative with the institute.
That would be the intention.
That would be the intention.
This is not an area we thought about, a spire of excellence, is it?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Trowe, no, but I do and would expect that in the future it may return as a policy option package. It's not intended to arrive late and be built into TSL, but clearly the OIT would be permitted to direct some of its own resources there, and that may be the case in the future.
Okay. The fact that OIT doesn't have a graduate program, does that get in the way of the development of a research operation there?
And Senator Trowe, no, the focus will be on applied research.
Mm-hmm.
And applications which can go to market directly. It will be at the front end of theoretical research, which may already have been done elsewhere, and so it's primarily the portion standing behind the market where research can go into the applied work and development of actual products and new technologies. So it's positioned to fill that niche.
Sounds like a good idea. Thank you.
Other questions? You in favor of it?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, and Representative Close. And so Representative Smith moves that we send to the full Ways and Means House Bill 3289. It hasn't been amended. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none.
Can I have, ask a question?
Certainly.
Real quick. The money is coming from the federal, from a federal grant. Is that correct?
Or gifts and grants from wherever. No general funds.
Okay, thank you.
There's no objection, so ordered, and I'll carry it to the full in the Senate, and Representative Smith will carry it to the House.
Right.
Any other business? Oh, we have in front of us here a revised OUS expectations on budget notes on recruitment and retention, and then the last one on the vet school. Would you all please just read those and see if that's your expectations based on the budget notes that we've had.
Okay.
That's what we're doing? Okay.
Fine.
All right, if those are part of the record, of course, and will be on the bills. Any other business come before this meeting? If not, we have adjourned. We're on a 1-hour